Good afternoon from the KWAT newsroom. I'm Mike Tanner. Authorities say an Andover woman who was killed last month had been shot twice in the back of the head. 36-year-old Jose Quinones Rodriguez of Aberdeen is charged with first-degree murder, arson, and burglary, among other charges. Prosecutors say Quinones Rodriguez killed 25-year-old Tawny Rockwood between February 8th and 9th and then set her apartment on fire. An affidavit released this week following an autopsy shows that two shell casings were found near Rockwood's body and no firearm was found, leading officials to rule out suicide as a cause of death. Investigators recovered a gas can, a propane torch, and a gun holster in search of vehicles that were registered to Quinones Rodriguez. Quinones Rodriguez is being held on $1 million cash bond. The Watertown City Council engaged in discussion on snow gates at the end of their noon hour meeting Wednesday at City Hall. Snow gates are an attachment on snow plows designed to prevent that ridge of snow on the end of your driveway when the plow comes by. Mayor Sarah Caron says they were used again this week when a storm dumped 8 inches of snow on Watertown. And while residents appreciate that, the mayor says using them does slow down the snow removal process.
It's been tough. They have been using the snow gates in this event, but it's a lot of snow and it's wet, heavy snow. And the snow gates, they're struggling with them. And they may have abandoned it. I don't know. I would give them that leeway if it's just not working out. Even in prime perfect conditions for a snow gate, snow gates slow the snow removal process down. They make it take longer to remove the snow. And so, I mean, it's great to have that benefit of having the snow gate so they can lift up when they're going by driveways and such. But it does slow the process down, and it's a trade-off.
The snow gates become less effective in deep snow or snow that is high in moisture content. Senator Mike Rounds recently sent a letter to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers asking them what steps are being taken to avoid flooding along the Missouri River. Rounds says recent reports show that the mountain snowpack is already above average in the upper Missouri River Basin.
And so the recent reports that we've had are that snowpack above Fort Peck and Garrison in excess of 130% of normal. So that tells us that we're going to have at least equal to or not higher than normal runoff just from the mountain pack. That doesn't include anything with the melting snowpack on the plains.
Rounds believes it's important for the Army Corps of Engineers to monitor not only that mountain snowpack, but the snowpack on the plains as well.
In fact, back in 2014, there was a drought monitoring program which was authorized, and that was to monitor the efforts to catch how much water potential we had in the plains area. I want to get a report from them as to how far they are in implementing that. We've followed up each year, and each year we've been told that either they've got it in the appropriations or it's being requested in appropriations and so forth, but we want to hear from them.
Rounds says he's letting the Army Corps of Engineers know that they're being watched. The 2011 Missouri River flood caused over $1 billion in damages and devastated communities from Montana all the way to Kansas. Well, after weeks of back and forth, the cities of Pierre and Fort Pierre have settled on what enhancements they'd like added to a new Missouri River bridge that could see construction begin in 2 years. Pierre Mayor Steve Harding says the process began with 11 possible additions.
We cut three of those out pretty quickly and got down to 8 that we felt we could really talk about. We continued our negotiations. If we would have done all of them, it would have been approximately $2.2 million, which was a lot of money. We narrowed that down to basically 3 items, which is the roadway lighting, which are the lights that light the roadway on top of the bridge. We reduced the Belvederes down from 4 to 2.
The third item is lighting on the underside of the bridge. Pier was against a ribbon lighting that could display multiple colors, while Fort Pier countered with a spotlight-style lighting for below the road surface. All of the extras will cost about $413,000, and that'll be split evenly between Pier and Fort Pier. Two kids received life-threatening injuries last night in a two-vehicle crash on an icy stretch of Highway 14, 3 miles east of Brookings. The South Dakota Public Safety Department says a westbound car driven by a 27-year-old woman lost control on the ice, slid over the center line, and into the path of a semi-truck driven by a 44-year-old man. The semi-driver was not hurt. The woman driving the car had non-life-threatening injuries. But two passengers in the car, a 6-year-old boy and a 10-month-old boy, received life-threatening injuries. All of the injured were taken by ambulance to the Brookings Hospital. No names have been released. Today is Legislative Day 36 at the state capitol in Pier, with things getting down to the wire. Lawmakers have until the close of business tomorrow to wrap up a session that initially saw more than 530 bills introduced. Well, a South Dakota legislative panel today endorsed updating the legislature's anti-harassment rules to include social media. The Joint Legislative Procedure Committee voted for the change, which would specify that harassing or offensive behavior could include electronic communications. A Mount Vernon man accused of stealing $400,000 worth of grain from a Davison County farm family has pleaded no contest to grand theft. Authorities allege 47-year-old Merle Northrup sold loads of corn and soybeans under his own name while working for the farm family, keeping the proceeds. The thefts are alleged to have occurred over a span of 5 years. Northrup could face up to 15 years in prison when he's sentenced next month. A bill that would fine people for misrepresenting their pets as trained service animals is headed to the Minnesota Senate floor. A measure would make it a petty misdemeanor, punishable with a $100 fine. Supporters of the fines say passing off untrained pets as service animals is similar to people parking in handicapped spots that they're not entitled to. A person familiar with the situation says Derrick Rose has agreed to sign with the Minnesota Timberwolves for the rest of the season. That'll reunite Rose and Timberwolves coach Tom Thibodeau. Minnesota technically becomes the 2011 NBA MVP's fourth team in the last 11 months. Cleveland traded Rose to Utah earlier this season, and the Jazz waived him before he had ever played a game there. And March Madness begins in Watertown today with the State Class A Girls Basketball Tournament. Action tipped off at 12 noon with Belle Fouche playing Madison at the Civic Arena. Later this afternoon, West Central goes against Crow Creek. Tonight it's St. Thomas More against Vermilion and McCook Central Montrose playing Roncalli. That's a look at what's happening this afternoon. Remember, news is available anytime on our homepage. You can find us at gowatertown.net. That's what's happening from the KWAT Newsroom. I'm Mike Tanner.